Back now with Day to Day, I'm Farai Chidea. Tomorrow night in Germany, tens of millions of people will observe an annual New Year's Eve tradition that seems just a little odd. They'll sit in front of their TVs and watch an 11-minute English-language black-and-white comedy sketch from 1963. The same ritual is being observed in countries from Scandinavia to South Africa to Australia. Go into any German bar and nearly everyone will know the sketch's English catchphrase.
The same procedure as last year, Miss Sophie.
Same procedure as every year, James.
And yet, almost no one in Britain or America has ever heard of this sketch called Dinner for One. Joining us from Berlin is Jude Stewart, who's written about the Dinner for One phenomenon for the online magazine Slate. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, explain the premise of this sketch.
Miss Sophie is very old, and she has a dinner party every year. But the problem is that she's outlived all her friends. And luckily, she has her butler, James, who takes up the slack as being both the butler and playing all the roles of the four guests, and drinking all the drinks, of course.
So he gets stumbling around drunk. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Sir Toby.
Cheerio, Miss Sophie.
Admiral von Schneider.
Skull.
Mr. Pomeroy.
Happy New Year, Sophie, Miguel.
Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, here we are again, all of this to me and the last bless your old heart.
I think we'll have champagne with the bird.
Champagne, yes. Same procedures as last time, Sophie.
So, Jude, how did this whole phenomenon get started?
Well, it's been a cabaret act for a long time. It started in the 20s in England. And in the 1960s, Peter Frankenfeld, who had his own live German TV show, discovered the sketch in Blackpool and invited the actors to come and do a live broadcast in front of a studio audience. That's where the recording that we see today has come from. It's really short, so it's been a great little filler for years between other broadcasts. And then in 1972, people decided to run it every year on New Year's Eve, and it's become a ritual ever since. And now we estimate maybe half of Germany watches it.
It's hard to imagine an obscure 40-year-old sketch in German becoming something that as many as half of Americans watched each year. Why do you think Dinner for One has endured?
For one thing, it's very much based on physical comedy, which means that you need to know practically no English to understand it. Never underestimate the power of physical comedy, not to mention drunkenness. It's a wonderful little sketch. It's a great starter to your night. A lot of people do drinking games to it, drinking along with Miss Sophie and the butler. It's something that really rewards a lot of rewatching, which certainly Germans are doing quite a lot of.
What other things go on in Germany around this comedy sketch? You mentioned drinking games.
For one thing, there's several broadcasts you can sit down and watch it as many times as you want. There are Dinner for One-themed restaurants. You can go to dinner theater and watch it live. There are many, many parodies. One of the ones I enjoy the most is for a German children's show. The character is called Bernd das Brot, and he is a little bread-shaped puppet, and he does a little parody that is very hilarious.
Last question. Do you plan on watching Dinner for One this year, and will you be playing a drinking game at the time?
Of course, the same procedure as every year.
Well, here's wishing you the same procedure as every year. And I'll hoist a glass. Jude Stewart is a writer based in Germany. You'll find her article with links to clips of the sketch at slate.com. Thanks.
Thank you.